Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leveraging Deep Learning Strategies and Tools for Assessment of Conceptual Understanding by Tania Latanzio, with Andrea Muller associated in related listings and summaries, is a professional education guide in the Concepts and Action series. The book addresses a specific problem in classroom assessment. Conventional tests and grades often show whether learners can recall information, but they reveal less about whether learners understand ideas deeply enough to transfer them. Its purpose is to help educators design assessment practices that make conceptual understanding visible, discussable, and usable across contexts. Drawing on the work of Innovative Global Education, the book presents practical strategies, templates, examples, and a rubric for understanding intended for classroom use. Rather than treating assessment as a final judgment, it frames assessment as a continuous process embedded in teaching and learning. The book is most relevant to teachers, curriculum coordinators, and school leaders who want assessment to support inquiry, differentiation, feedback, and learner agency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moving assessment from knowledge recall toward transferable conceptual understanding. A central idea of the book is that assessment should not stop at checking whether learners remember content. The emphasis is on conceptual understanding, meaning the ability to grasp relationships, patterns, and big ideas in ways that can be applied beyond the original lesson. This distinction matters because a learner may perform well on a content quiz while still being unable to explain why an idea matters, connect it to another situation, or use it in a new problem. The book positions transfer as a key indicator of deep learning. Assessment, therefore, becomes a way to examine how learners use knowledge, not merely whether they possess fragments of it. This approach changes the design of assessment tasks. Instead of relying only on closed questions or end-of-unit tests, educators are encouraged to look for evidence in explanations, applications, reflections, performances, and discussions. The practical implication is that assessment must be aligned with concepts rather than isolated facts. For teachers, this requires planning from conceptual goals and asking what evidence would show that learners can generalize, adapt, and make meaning. Secondly, continuous assessment as an embedded part of teaching and learning. The book treats assessment as an ongoing process rather than a single event at the end of instruction. This is a significant shift because traditional assessment often arrives too late to influence learning. If evidence is gathered only after a unit is complete, teachers can record achievement but have fewer opportunities to adjust instruction while understanding is still developing. Continuous assessment changes the timing and function of evidence. It places observation, questioning, feedback, reflection, and student work analysis inside the flow of learning. The result is a more responsive classroom in which teachers can identify misconceptions, notice emerging understanding, and adjust learning experiences before gaps become fixed. This model also makes assessment less separate from pedagogy. A discussion, a visual model, a peer explanation, or a short written reflection can all become evidence when connected to clear conceptual criteria. The value of this approach is not simply collecting more data. Opportunity. Its purpose is to make learning visible at multiple points, so decisions about support, extension, and next steps are based on current evidence rather than assumptions. Thirdly, the rubric for understanding as a scaffold for judging depth of learning. One of the book's distinctive contributions is its use of a rubric for understanding, described in related materials as a four-level framework that helps educators identify development in conceptual understanding. A rubric of this kind is useful, because conceptual understanding can otherwise feel difficult to assess consistently. Teachers may know that a response sounds thoughtful, but they need shared criteria for distinguishing surface recognition from deeper transfer. The framework gives educators a language for describing progression. At lower levels, learners may show partial awareness of a concept or repeat taught information. As understanding develops, they can explain relationships, support reasoning, make connections, and apply ideas in unfamiliar contexts. The practical value of the rubric is that it can guide both planning and feedback. Before instruction, it helps teachers clarify what growth should look like. During learning, it helps students see what they are working toward. After evidence is gathered, it supports more precise feedback than a grade alone. The rubric, therefore, functions not only as an evaluation tool, but also as a map for building understanding over time. Fourthly, learner participation through criteria, reflection, feedback, and evidence. The book emphasizes that learners should not be passive recipients of assessment results. Instead, they should participate in understanding criteria, gathering evidence, reflecting on progress, and using feedback. This principle is important because conceptual understanding requires metacognition. Learners need opportunities to notice how their ideas are changing, where their reasoning is incomplete, and how they can strengthen connections. But co-constructing or clarifying criteria helps students understand what quality evidence looks like before they produce it. Reflection helps them explain not only what they know, but how they know it and where they can transfer it. Peer and teacher feedback become part of a learning conversation rather than a final verdict. This does not remove teacher responsibility for judgment. Rather, it expands assessment literacy across the classroom. When learners understand assessment purposes, they are better positioned to revise thinking and make more deliberate choices. The book Student-Centered Orientation is therefore practical, not decorative. It aims to build assessment-capable learners who can interpret evidence of understanding and use it to guide next steps. Lastly, classroom tools that connect conceptual assessment with differentiation. The book is presented as a practical guide with tools, templates, examples, and actionable ideas for educators. This applied orientation matters because many books on conceptual learning describe the goal, but leave teachers uncertain about implementation. Leveraging deep learning focuses on how assessment practices can be used to differentiate learning and support transfer. When teachers collect varied evidence of understanding, they can see more than a single score. They can identify which learners need help distinguishing examples from concepts, which learners can explain relationships but struggle to apply them, and which learners are ready for more complex transfer tasks. Diverse forms of evidence are especially important because conceptual understanding may appear through speech, writing, drawing, modeling, performance, or collaborative inquiry. The book's tools appear designed to make these forms manageable and purposeful rather than informal impressions. A realistic limitation is that continuous, student-centered assessment requires time, shared expectations, and sometimes broader school support. Even so, the book's value lies in translating a complex assessment philosophy into structures that teachers can adapt within ordinary classroom planning. In conclusion, leveraging deep learning is best suited for educators who already recognize the limits of grades, quizzes, and content coverage but need a clearer way to assess deeper understanding. Classroom teachers can use it to rethink unit design, evidence collection, feedback, and student reflection. Curriculum coordinators and instructional leaders may find it useful for building shared assessment language across teams, especially in schools that emphasize inquiry. Concept-based learning, or transfer. Its practical benefit is that it connects an educational ideal with usable structures, continuous assessment, learner involvement, varied evidence, and a rubric for judging understanding. Intellectually, it helps clarify why assessment of concepts is different from assessment of knowledge, and why transfer should be treated as evidence rather than an optional extension. Compared with many general books on assessment, it stands out through its narrow focus on conceptual understanding and its insistence that assessment be embedded in learning rather than added afterward. Compared with broader deep learning or inquiry guides, it is more directly concerned with the mechanisms of assessment criteria, feedback, visibility of learning, and classroom tools. Readers looking for a research monograph may find it more practice-oriented than theoretical. Readers looking for implementable assessment routines will likely find its specificity and classroom orientation its main strength. If you would like to support Tania Latanzio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.